so good as to tell the court what this one trifling occasion was?
It's only that in Ipswich, Mr. Pickwick entered a lady's bedchamber at midnight and was arrested, that's all.
And when did this disgraceful episode occur?
Just after he climbed over a wall into a girls' school.
Blimey, you'd never guess to look at him, would you?
I'm sorry, Mr. Pickwick, sir.
Oh, dear. Let us hope Tapman and Snodgrass are better models of discretion.
Well, yes, I suppose you could say Mr. Pickwick pursued my female friend in a coach.
Yes, I suppose it is true that Mr. Pickwick danced with a widow at Christmas.
Oh. Call Samuel Weller!
Sam gave me a wink and did his best to throw dust in the prosecution's face.
I suppose being in the service of a skinflint means you have plenty to do and little to get, Weller.
Oh, well, there's always a drawback, sir. As a man said when he buried his mother-in-law and they came down on him for the funeral expenses.
Don't play the fool with me, sir! You were in the passage on that dreadful morning, I believe, and yet you claim you saw nothing. You have a pair of eyes, I suppose.
And that's all they are, sir. If they was a pair of patent double magnifying gas microscopes of extra power, perhaps I might be able to see through a flight of stairs and a deal door. But there being only eyes, my vision's limited.
I have only one further question for this simpleton, my lord. Weller, did you visit Mrs. Bardell with the intention of perverting the course of justice?
No, I went to pay the rent. But we did talk about the trial, and after a few unintelligent observations from the virtuous female as has perjured herself here today...
Yeah, you mind your tongue, Boots.
Yeah, and you mind your husband don't die of fatigue. And Mrs. Bardell says how very generous it was of Dodson and Fogg to take up her case on speculation and charge nothing for costs.
Young man, the public has no right to know the fiscal arrangements of our profession. Stand down at once. Your turn, Snubbin, and be quick about it.
Oh, excellent, Perker. He's shown them up for scoundrels.
Let us hope Snubbin can capitalise on it.
Gentlemen of the jury, I shall require but a few moments in which to rebut the lies we have heard today and to present the shining truth. Ah. Who does not know Mr. Pickwick?